97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
We continue our live broadcast in downtown Eureka. Kim just asked if we could be live down here every morning because of, what is it, Sarah's what?
Cake shop.
Cake shop just opened, and they offered us sweet rolls.
So we've been spoiled already with delicious food from Chicken Ellie's and donuts and coffee.
So nice. We got Chief Mike Wiegand here with us from, of course, the Eureka Police Department. And how are you, Chief?
I'm great. Thank you for asking.
Well, thank you for helping set all this up and providing the security, because I feel very secure.
I just brought the donuts and coffee. That's what we do.
You did bring coffee earlier. We do appreciate that. You know, on a serious note, I mean, it is 9/11. And, you know, we want to pause and remember the people who were victims of that, many of them first responders putting their own lives on the line that day. Chief Brown told me earlier a couple of his firefighters who were here were among those who responded with the Missouri Task Force after 9/11 to New York to help with the cleanup. So this has got to, this anniversary has to hit close to home for all of you.
You know, it's hard to believe it's 23 years already. And I was just thinking while we were talking about that earlier, Chief Brown and I, at about 9:05 a.m., I was sitting at my desk in the office, and on our clerks, we have a TV going all the time so we can see breaking news and things. You got to come out here. You got to come out here and see this. You know, what?
Right.
You know, and you go see the plane actually come in to the building in the World Trade Center, and I had just visited that a few months before.
Wow.
On a family vacation, and it was, it's surreal.
Yeah.
It's, you can't believe that you're seeing this. And then the second plane hits, and it's unbelievable. But, you know, unbelievable throughout the whole United States, because what happened immediately after that impacted everything. Our gas stations started just loading up with people coming to the pumps because they thought gas was going to die. And all the rumors that started going on immediately, it was an incredible amount of chaos throughout the whole city here, but throughout every state in the country. You remember those days?
Oh, yeah.
It was horrible. We had gas lines through this gas station over here, all the way up the road to Highway 109, all the stations. People were actually screaming at each other because you didn't know what side your filler cap was on.
No,
people would pull into the gas station after waiting 15 or 20 minutes to get gas. Everybody's afraid it was going to run out of gas. The tanks were going to go empty, screaming at people because your filler's over here. They pulled over here.
Wow.
You know, it was chaos. We had police at every gas station that day.
Wow. I
that's
think
just
about,
one of the local things that happened.
I just think about how many changes have been in place since then. Like, I remember as a kid, you know, you'd go walk right up to the gate. If my
to
dad
meet
was
your loved one.
Yeah, yeah, if my dad was traveling for work. And it's like, you know, I was young when 9/11 happened. I was in sixth grade. But that's still something that is really striking to me, you know, how different it is now.
Yeah. Washington, D.C., lockdown. You can't walk into any building anymore at Washington, D.C. I was at the FBI Academy in 1998. And we could go into any building we wanted to on the weekends when we were out of the academy. And now, not even the police. You know, you have to.
Well, we appreciate your years of service down here. And
thank you.
I know that is drawing to a close. Is that correct?
April of 25.
Oh,
my last, congratulations.
Yeah. Mike Gorgeous is going to run for my office. We're elected officials. I'm still a city marshal here, and we're going to keep that for the next couple of years.
And right before you leave, you're going to open up your brand new facility, right?
We are. Hopefully, we're going to get you guys out there to broadcast live from there. It's my hope and intent that you'll come out to visit us again, and we'll, you know, serve you coffee and donuts.
We're there. You know we're there. I'm there.
Things,
whether these two guys go, I don't know, but I'll be there.
We sure appreciate everything you guys do for us and the whole community of St. Louis area, because you've been great to all of us and really fair and honest.
And, well, thank you for that. And you get such great support from the police officers' support fund, and we're going to get Chuck Mayer on here a little later to talk about that. So, Chief Wiegand, thank you for all you do.
Thank you.
We appreciate your support. We're going to be back here live in downtown Eureka coming up in just a couple of minutes. Stop by and see us if you're out and about. We would love to see you this morning. We're going to be here till 9 a.m. Coming up in the next hour, we are going to get to the other big news of the day yesterday, and that was that court ruling, the Missouri Supreme Court, ruling that Amendment 3, the abortion initiative petition, will remain on the ballot. We're going to get the Secretary of State on here a few minutes after 7, and we're going to talk to him and get his reaction to that. They tried to hold him in contempt of court over it. The Supreme Court decided not to do that, but I still want to get his insight on how this all went down. We'll get to that at about 7:08. Live in downtown Eureka, you're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. We'll be back in just a minute.
Get more at 971talk.com.